Sometimes when I'm eating out at a restaurant, I think about whose mouth this fork was in last. And I feel like way connected to them just instantly in that moment.
Think about it.
So we could play a fun little bonding game called Pass the Fork right now. I've got it. Or I could just ask what's on your mind.
I don't trust you to only put that in your mouth.
Yeah. I say we do the what's on your mind bit.
Fine, party poopers. We'll start, I guess, with Brooke and just ask the simple question, what's on your mind, Brooke?
Well, I was at the grocery store the other day and I was checking out and I had, of course, purchased some wine.
Shocker.
And the cashier goes to me, are you 21?
I mean, not to laugh, but that's cute, right?
I'm flattered. Okay. I'm flattered. Oh, and I'm like, yes, obviously.
Okay.
And I am just feeling good at this point, right?
Because you're already two bottles of wine deep that you drank before you even checked out, so no wonder.
And then she says, well, you look great.
Oh.
But adds on to it.
Uh-oh.
Have you heard of Trenton Owen? And I'm like, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, oh, is it some talent agency
some
for
fancy
women who look way younger than they actually are?
A TV model?
Yeah.
Agency?
And so I say, no, what is it? And she goes, oh, it's this heavy-duty retinol cream that will take out your fine lines and wrinkles. And I'm like, excuse me, what? I was just young a second ago. I was young. And now here we are.
So did you buy the retinol cream for yourself?
And I looked it up and I've been reading into the...
It's really trendy.
You know, I haven't gone down the Botox lane yet, so maybe this is better.
You don't need it, Brooke. Look at your face, guys. Look at the video.
I want to believe you. I want to believe you, just like I wanted to believe the cashier when she said, are you 21?
I mean, it couldn't hurt just to buy a little bit.
Okay.
Jose, what's been on your mind?
Well, if you guys don't know, my dad lives out of town, and recently he came to visit me for my birthday, which is today, by the way. Thank you. So we brought him to the radio station and he got to meet everyone.
Sweetest man ever.
He really is. And he didn't remember everyone's name, but he remembers all the faces. So he like knows who everyone is.
Right.
But there's one person that really stuck with him the most, and he definitely remembered his name.
Oh, who's that?
That is the program director to our radio station.
What?
Because I have a feeling I know why. When he was talking to our boss casually mentioned to my dad, oh my goodness, like you just, you're tan, you look energetic and young.
Mm-hmm.
My dad brought that up like 6 times throughout the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I don't blame him after I had this experience with the cashier.
Girl, I didn't think of you.
Because I bet Jose's dad uses that retinol and looks fantastic because of it.
But like we would just be like a lull in conversation sitting there and he would be like, you know what? I really like your boss, Jose.
Yeah.
When he is a nice guy. When he told me that I look young, he make me feel so good.
Oh, that's good.
And I'm like, well, he's good. I know.
But the rest of us who like gave him hugs and like took photos with him.
I talked to him for 20 minutes about that.
Next time, just compliment him, basically.
Yeah, that's what
like
I'm getting at. If you want to get on my dad's good side, which a couple of my friends did too, give him a hug, tell him he looks young, and forever you will be his best friend.
Do you know what? That's the same for me.
Yeah, okay. My dad and Brooke. give them hugs and show them love.
Let's go to someone who actually has some self-worth on this show. Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
So I'm coaching high school track, you know, this season.
That's right.
Okay?
Oh, yeah. Super fun for you.
And, you know, I want them to, like, respect me, like me, think I'm cool.
Yeah. It's not pathetic at all.
You do know that when the people go back to high school and try to be cool, that's not cool, right?
It's too late. I'm in deep. I'm still trying.
Got it.
And there was a big track meet over the weekend we were at,
okay?
And high schoolers racing, but also some pro runners, okay?
Oh, big one.
And a pro team set the world record in it.
Awesome.
Right? Wow. So it was a huge deal. Everyone's going crazy. The kids are like on a high. They think it's the coolest thing ever. They're witnessing a world record happen.
They'll never forget that moment.
Well, guess who's friends with those runners? Me!
Oh,
wow. So I go up to them after the race, and I'm talking to them, and they're hugging me, and we're just chatting, and the team sees it.
Oh.
And the teenagers are like, wait, is that Alexis with the real runners? Yes! And it was my moment! I got it!
Wow.
And I finally became cool!
Yay.
I don't know how long it'll last.
Yeah. It ends now when you go on the radio and start bragging.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, they don't listen, so I actually might be good.
That's not cool.
You just gotta bring the real runners with you everywhere you go.
Oh, yeah, trust me, I'm trying to get them to come to practice ASAP.
Yeah. That's true.
Anyways, it was a big moment.
That's dope, though. Good for you,
Alexis.
Good for them.
All right, Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
So over the weekend, I hosted a charity auction. I've worked this event a few times.
Yeah.
But this year, the organizers decided that they had to add a second person to host along with me.
Okay.
And most people would take offense to that. Like, what?
I don't know that anyone
am I
would,
not
but...
enough?
Okay.
But honestly, for me, I'm more like, oh my God, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody else talk, please.
Yeah.
So they hired this local celebrity who used to be on TV, but now he does auctioneering full time.
Yeah. Okay.
And before the event, I asked my producer, like, hey, can you help me come up with a few, like, funny lines?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just a couple, like, jokes that I could toss his way. And apparently, our producer has worked with this guy before because we were writing some zingers for this dude. Just coming after him about how auctioneering isn't a real job. And how we had to move the venue downtown this year because it's closer to the unemployment offices where he collects his checks.
Oh, Jeff.
And I was worried. I was like, man, are you sure that these are going to hit? They feel like kind of
mean.
Hard.
And our producer's like, oh, yeah, no. Don't worry. He's a really funny guy. He'll roll with the punches there.
Got
so
it.
The night of the auction, I let the first singer fly, and he looks stunned.
Oh.
He's smiling, but his eyes are like, what are you doing?
Wait, okay, you didn't tell him?
I didn't warn him that I was going to roast him. I wanted it to be natural in the moment. Meanwhile, he's not firing anything back at me.
He's a professional.
He is just swallowing it all and like letting it eat away at his ego.
No.
How did the night end with you two? Did he punch you?
He didn't punch me. I feel like the worst one was when I started passing around a tip jar, telling everybody to give generously because, again, this is the only way he makes money.
Oh, my gosh, that's the most offensive thing you did.
Well, he made a lot of money. You should thank me for it. That tip jar was full.
Actually, vicariously, you did a good thing.
By the end, I did feel like a little bit guilty because he wasn't prepared for it.
Did you talk to him? Did you apologize after? Say, hey, man, I hope that was cool with us. Like,
no, he didn't want to talk to me at the end.
Oh, no.
But you know what? Today, I feel like he's a seasoned celeb. Uh-huh. He should be able to take it.
It's funny, but he's crying.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
No.
Well, text in 78592. You can tell us what's been on your mind. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.